So, Mark, you and I were married, and we've lived in.
We still are, aren't
We are married. I said
we?
we are married, and we've lived in several special places. And I'd like to share our experience of Ogasawara.
Ogasawara is amazing, isn't it?
Can you tell us the place where it is?
Ogasawara's a group of islands that's in the Pacific Ocean, and there's no airport there, and if you want to go there, you got to take a boat that goes from Tokyo, and the boat takes 25 hours to get there, and it runs just once a week.
That's right, it's 1,000 kilometers away from Tokyo.
Yeah, directly south.
Okay, and the population?
Population, there's two inhabited islands in Ogasawara. One's called Chichijima, and there's 2,000 people roughly there, and Hahajima is about 400 people.
Yeah, and Chichijima is father island, and Hahajima is mother island, and father island is a little bit bigger than mother island.
Yes, and we lived in Chichijima.
And we lived in Chichijima, that's right. And what kind of, we had an amazing lifestyle there. How do you remember how we ended up there and what we were doing?
Well, our good friend Ryo-san has an eco-village in the mountain there, and he built the whole place on the side of a mountain with his bare hands, basically, with wood, and he built his home where he lives with his wife and two children, and he built loads of like cabins, as you might find in Thailand or Philippines or somewhere like that, which is quite unusual in Japan, but he built these also with his own hands, and he's all like connected them together with like wooden bridges. And yeah, that's where he lived, and we really wanted to live so close to nature, so we saw Ryo-san and found out that he had a little shack at the bit lower down from his house, and the girl who was living there was going to move out, so we really wanted to move in there, so we asked him and we ended up living there.
Yeah, I remember the day we went to see that little shack, and it was extremely small, 4 by 3, I would say, 4 meters by 3 meters.
4 centimeters by 3 centimeters.
It was really
That's how
small,
small it seemed.
and it was hanging on the side of the hill. Yeah, there were it was raised on scaffolding, and because it's a very wet place. So it gets really humid and you don't want any contact with the building and the land. But so we were hanging on the side of the hill.
And there's the ants. Do you remember the ants? They had to build it on the scaffolding because those white ants, they call them the termites, they can eat the wood.
That's
Do you
right.
remember seeing those ants?
I remember that. I remember our how scared we were when the typhoons would come. And the whole shack would shake, and we'd be like praying so that we wouldn't slide to the side of the hill.
Do you remember our chickens?
Yeah, we had 4 chickens. What about our toilet? Do you remember?
I remember our toilet, digging the toilet. I
Yeah.
remember digging the toilet and making the compost and moving the toilet every now and then. I remember growing all the vegetables. I remember collecting the eggs.
Yeah, one of the hardest things was the showers. We had this solar panel run showers, and when it was cloudy in the middle of the winter, I would suffer. It was so hard to take cold showers.
Yeah, it wasn't like very cold, was it really, compared to mainland Japan? But it really, really did feel cold with the wind there, like you say, when the cloud came across, because there was no hot water. Yeah, it was tough.
It really.
Ah, but do you remember next to the showers, every 2 weeks or so in the winter, Ryo-san would light up the, make a fire, like a wood-burning fire, which heated up the outdoor pool.
That's right.
And there was no hot springs on the island, but we got to sit in the pool under the stars in the evening.
Yeah, there were so many great experiences, and to realize also that nature is so powerful, and if you want to live with it, you have to coexist and you have to be very strong to live in a place like that. And do you remember also the community, how everyone was?
Lovely community, wasn't it?
because really. It's such a small place.
Exactly. There had to be a strong community
yeah.
in the mountain. There was only 400 people in the mountain, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Out of 2,000 total. It was like a separate village from the other village.
From the main town.
Yeah, everyone looking out for each other and sharing. Do you remember the fisherman who used to share his fish?
Ah, he'd bring this big chunks of tuna, fresh tuna. It was so delicious.
Such good memories there, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.